This is The Headline with Brandon Waltons, bringing you the biggest stories from across Texas. The Headline gives you the news you need to be an informed citizen. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Thank you for joining us on The Headline here at Texas Scorecard. I'm Brandon Waltons. And the big story this week, man, if you haven't checked it out, we've had stories about it all over TexasScorecard.com. Hypocrisy with local politicians in the wake of these Chinese coronavirus shutdowns. I want to talk about it with, of course, Jacob Asmussen, who's here, who's written about some of the stories here in Central Texas, as well as we've got Robert Montoya up in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Robert, I want to start with you. We had sort of the beginning to this story start over the Thanksgiving weekend last week, when you had one county judge's house photographed full of cars, full of family members presumably coming over, after he had told people that you shouldn't do that, people should have a virtual Thanksgiving.
Yes, so Tarrant County Judge Glenn Whitley, as well as Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, they both have previously appeared in a little press interview saying, warning people, please don't gather, have big fat gatherings for Thanksgiving. Well, citizen Jolie Mueller went to Whitley's house and took photos where you see like a bunch of cars and a camper out in front of his house for Thanksgiving Day.
And that photo started to make the rounds on social media, and people called him out on it. Actually, interestingly, you wrote an article about that as well as some other cases going on in Dallas County that we'll get to in a second. But has Glenn Whitley come out and said anything about these pictures?
Well, when famous radio host Chris Salcedo read our reporting on it word for word, Whitley, out of nowhere, called into a show to defend himself. And what he said is that, we had, first, he said, I've always disagreed with, the public health authority, the public health department of Tarrant County, which, by the way, reports to the commissioners and Whitley. He's like, I've always disagreed with them. And we just had 12 people at my house. And he said the camper, they used that as a porta potty when they went to visit his 96-year-old mother-in-law up in Wichita Falls.
Right. And it's not, I think it's important. I mean, people see this and they get frustrated. I think they get understandably frustrated. Not frustrated that he's having people over right for Thanksgiving. I think a lot of folks probably enjoyed having family over for Thanksgiving. A lot of these guidelines are ridiculous to begin with. But it's the hypocrisy, right? It's the saying one thing and then doing another. And which I think also leads you to kind of think, do these local leaders actually think that the virus is this serious if they're willing to go ahead and break their own mandates? What was the reaction from citizens specifically in Tarrant County when they saw what Glenn Whitley was doing?
It was anger, a lot of frustration, on top of the fact that for many years here, grassroots have been very frustrated with County Judge Glenn Whitley. He is a Republican, but a lot of grassroots are frustrated because he doesn't always act or lead like a Republican. So there was frustration. Two Texas Project CEO, Julie McCarty, has said he needs to step down. And, grassroots leader Joel Starnes has said this is indicative of how you have, two classes. You have the political class and then us serfs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Dallas County wasn't exempt from this either. Dallas County is led by a Democrat judge, Clay Jenkins, and he similarly photographs of him going around maskless, right?
Yes, so there was on social media a photo surfaced of Jenkins being maskless, and in the photo, he's like one of the very few not wearing a mask at this wedding. And well, since then, we also, by the way, we sent press inquiries to both Jenkins and Whitley's office before our article went public. Neither one of them responded. Well, ever since then, a national publication started reporting on it, and Jenkins responded to them. His office sent two other photos showing other times during the wedding where he was wearing a mask. They did not deny the authenticity of the photo that we published.
Wow. And not just limited to Dallas or Fort Worth, but we've even seen it happening here in Central Texas. Jacob, this was a real bombshell. This came out earlier this week that Austin Mayor Steve Adler was caught. Actually, one news source said it was caught sandy-handed.
Explain. Yeah, so get this, Brandon. You have Austin Mayor, Democrat Austin Mayor Steve Adler, recording a video warning citizens to stay home. He literally says, now is not the time to relax. Well, he recorded the video from his vacation in Cabo, Mexico. So
absolutely unreal. And this was a video from about a month ago, right? A few weeks ago. And an investigation, I think it was KVU in Austin, a news station here, that uncovered this. And, you know, immediately you saw not just conservative people who have been more skeptical of lockdowns, but you even saw criticism from the left who were saying, you're setting a bad example.
Right. At some point, you know, you got to say the emperor doesn't have clothes on, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you have all of these elected officials acting like kings and queens, issuing these edicts and decrees, but then they won't even follow their own orders.
What did Mayor Adler say whenever he was confronted with all this?
Yeah, you know, he said he regretted the travel. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like you said, this happened about a month ago, right? Mm-hmm. And he didn't mention anything then. He didn't mention anything since. So you know, he's really only sorry that he got caught.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, you're seeing all of these elected officials do this, and it raises the question, if they won't even follow their own rules, is this really about the virus? You know, or is this about something else, about control?
And you know, that's what I keep coming back to, Jacob. It's really, I think, the most important part is what does it say when the biggest people who have been on the front lines, these mayors, these county judges who have been on TV, on Facebook, literally, as you've talked about, Robert, you know, they've sent out text alerts, right, in some of these counties, to people telling them to stay home, and then they're not following their own advice. What does it say, you know, about what they think about the virus?
Absolutely. And when it's happening across the whole country, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you're seeing California Governor Gavin Newsom mm-hmm. not following his own orders. You know, you're seeing officials all across the country doing this, and, you know, most of them are Democrats, right? And so, again, it raises the question, is this really about the virus if they won't even follow their own rules?
Absolutely. Big news, actually, just out of North Texas, Robert, if you can touch on real quick, is that the shutdowns may be going backwards, going back to shutdowns in a big chunk of North Texas. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So when Governor Greg Abbott issued his executive orders that started allowing the reopening of bars, increased capacity of restaurants and businesses 75%, he put a trigger in there that said that if hospital capacity of COVID patients increased to 15% or above, then what would happen in these regions where that would happen? Capacity would have to back down to 50%, bars would have to close, and elective surgeries would have to be paused or halted. Mm-hmm. Well, in Tarrant County and Dallas County, well, in the entire region of which those counties are a part of, hospitalization rates went above 15%. So the state of Texas said, okay, capacity back down to 50%, close the bars, and elective surgeries have to be stopped, which Whitley warned, well, he told Grassroots in a Zoom call on Tuesday evening that this was exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, and interesting to see from you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, local officials who have bared a lot of the blame here. But, I mean, you even have Governor Greg Abbott, who has said and made headlines, you know, several weeks ago for going on and saying that there would be no more lockdowns. Instead, you're actually seeing millions of Texans now being forced under even tighter, you know, ratcheted down restrictions. We got that story up at TexasScorecard.com as well. Jacob, Robert, thank you so much for joining this morning. We really appreciate it. And want to say hello to everybody watching right now. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're going to be at our Grassroots Leaders Gala in DFW, where we get the chance to honor conservative leaders from across the state. I'm really, really excited. It looks like we're going to have great attendance there, and I'm looking forward to meeting and so many of y'all and seeing some old friends as well. So if you're going to be there, please feel free. Please come over. Please say hello. I want to say hello to everybody watching right now. You got Jan in San Antonio. Stacy in West Texas actually says, really interesting, there's no question it's about instilling fear for control, talking about a lot of these government responses to the coronavirus. I think that's a statement that a lot of folks agree with. So thank you so much, Stacy. If anybody has any questions, please feel free to leave them in the comments. For right now, thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to The Headline from Texas Scorecard. We're live every Friday at 11 a.m. on the Texas Scorecard Facebook page to talk about the biggest stories of the week, so check us out there or listen to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, whatever platform you prefer. And while you're there, you can also check out the ever-growing line of podcasts and programming provided by Texas Scorecard.